Welcome to Destiny Harvest Church's weekly podcast. We're a church located in Columbia, Maryland, right between D.C. and Baltimore. We're so glad that you decided to listen to our podcast. If you're looking for a message of hope, purpose, and destiny, then you've tuned into the right place. If you have any testimonies of what God has done in your life as a result of listening to this podcast, please email us at stories@mydestinyharvest.com. We love to hear how God is impacting people's lives through what He's doing at our church. Now, prepare your heart and mind to hear from God as we jump into this week's message.
Amen. Can we give it up for the worship team? My gosh. Woo. I tell you, amazing. Listen, I am so excited about what God wants to do today and to be a part of being here at the DH. I can tell Mama I made it now, you know. Mama, I made it. I done spoke at the DH, and it is all that and some more. So we're going to enjoy God's word this morning. If you have your Bibles, you can open them. Okay, that was three of you. For the next group, if you want to look it up on your phone, you can. And for the rest of you that are staring at me intently, it will come up on the screen. Amen? You're like, I didn't bring it this Sunday, Pastor. Didn't have it. Left it in the car. Yep. Nope, you just didn't bring it. Don't try to make it up. Try to make up stuff. All right, we're going to turn to Exodus chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 7. Amen. That's it. I hear you, Lord. I hear you. And the Bible says, the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. Can I tell you this morning that God is concerned about you and any suffering that you're going through? God is concerned this morning. He says, so I have come down to rescue them from the land of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land. How many of you looking to move into a spacious place? Yeah, anybody know about a studio apartment? Y'all know about that? Yeah, that's right. When your bedroom, your kitchen, the bathroom, it's just all in one public place. You know about that. So you're looking for a spacious land and a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. There's some things that somebody else has right now, but that will soon be yours. Can I get an amen? And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way of the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of the Israelites out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? A lot of you might be asking, who am I that God would use you? And here's what God has to say. I will be with you. Tell somebody beside you, God is with you. Tell somebody else on the other side, God is with you. Tell your third choice, I'm sorry you're my third choice, but God is with you. See, most of y'all wasn't even speaking to one another in church. Now you got three new friends. Amen. Listen, so we're here to talk about God's word, talk about what God wants to do and the plan that God has for our life. And a lot of times, I believe we're asking the question, who am I? I believe in the world today that we do a lot of copycats. We got a lot of people looking the same, dressing the same, talking the same, looking the same. Everything is just about the same. You know, you go to speak to somebody and you thought it was somebody else, but it really wasn't them. You're like, hey, girl, how you? Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't know you. That's okay. I thought you looked like somebody else from behind. Because what happens is a lot of us are in the place where we're looking at other people's lives and trying to emulate something we were never supposed to do. I mean, just trying to be somebody else, trying to look like somebody else on Instagram, trying to make myself be somebody who I shouldn't be. And I'm here to tell you today that God has called you with your own purpose and your own plan. Ah, you thought you was going to get off the hook by just copying off somebody else's purpose and plan. And the problem is that you've been trying to figure out immediately why you aren't getting the satisfaction that you feel like you should have living out somebody else's plan. But the fact of it is that you weren't supposed to live out their plan. So you're never going to feel the satisfaction that you should. Ah. You know, I'm living the life. I got the car. I'm doing like I wanted. They got the house. I got the two kids. They got the two kids. Something's not fulfilling. The problem is the purpose is not there. The things are there. The life is there. The way of doing life is there. But the purpose is not there. And we're going to talk about that this morning. Moses, in Exodus chapter 2, is born into a very stressful situation. Pharaoh has decreed that the Hebrew males that are born should be killed, and so Moses' mother must hide him so that he doesn't die by the hands of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Here's another key thing. The enemy knows the purpose and plan you have over your life already, so that's why he's been trying to destroy you from the beginning. So what you must understand is that God has a plan and purpose for your life. Trying to figure out, why has it been so stressful in the beginning? Why wasn't the growing up so easy? It was because there was something over your life that was different than everybody else's life. So in the beginning, Moses didn't come into a beautiful reveal party. I know how we doing now. We cutting cakes. It's got to be pink or blue or green or purple. I don't know what kind of cakes we got to cut. And we opening up the box and what? Balloons are coming out and we guessing. You know, they just used to take the little picture and say, this is what it was. But we don't do that anymore. But we're at a place where we're revealing and we're allowing our kids to come in feeling great and happy. But Moses came in a stressful situation. And I don't know about you, some of us may have woken up and every Saturday morning we watch cartoons. I don't know, maybe I'm giving my age away, but there was a bowl of cereal and some cartoons in your spirit that you was waiting on. Power Rangers ain't new, y'all. This is an old thing. Y'all think that was a new thing. That came out in my time. But, you know, you was in that place, and you might have had every morning where it just felt good. You felt good about everything that was going on. Your parents just loved you. And then you had some others of us that had a little bit of a trickier life. Life wasn't so easy. Do I have any other people like that? It wasn't perfect. And you're trying to figure out, well, why did my life start off so, what, rough? Bible says Moses is now at a place where his mother has to literally get rid of him. So she puts him in a basket, sends him down the river. His sister follows him, and Pharaoh's daughter sees this baby, and her heart of compassion goes out to him because he's crying. And when she gets the baby, the sister says, well, do you want me to find a Hebrew woman to nurse this child? And she goes and gets Moses' mother, and she nurses him until a certain age. And then all of a sudden, the child has to be given over to Pharaoh's daughter. And now Pharaoh's daughter is Moses' mother, and Moses is the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And we're trying to figure out, I came into this world, but things got messed up. And now I found myself messed up and jacked up, and the world's got control of me. But I'm telling you that God still has a purpose and plan for your life. And so Moses now is growing up in Egypt, and he's becoming refined, and he's becoming the leader that God has for him to be, but he doesn't know it, because it doesn't always feel like it when you're going through process that you're really going to be something great, but you just don't understand what the end will be. And so he's going through process, he's learning and getting training and becoming this leader, unknowing that he who has been rescued is going to be the one rescuing others. And so he gets this training and finds himself in a place where he's in the world, but he understands he's not of the world. He's in Egypt, but he understands that he's not of Egypt. Some of us are in that place where we understand you're in the world, but you must understand you're not of the world. You know, I think that we've got to take a look at what God has been kind of setting up for us and understand that he has a purpose and a plan. My first point is your beginning doesn't determine your end. Your beginning doesn't determine your end. Sometimes we're looking, we say, okay, you know, this is how I started off and it was rough for me, and I wish I really knew how, you know, this was all going to work out, and we're making our ending already to happen before we can even get to it, and we're planning off of everything that's been taking place in our past. And our past doesn't have to determine our end. The scripture in Isaiah 43, 18 through 19 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Somebody tell somebody beside you, just let it go. Yeah, let it go. Honey, you got to let it go. You just got to get some healing and what? Let it what? Go. And it says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it what? Springs up. Now, see, if a spring is blocked, it doesn't have the ability to flow as it should. So there's some healing that's got to take place before a springing up can happen on the inside of you. So you got to make sure you're dealing with the healing that needs to take place in the past so that the spring can come up like what? It's supposed to. Some of you got a blockage on the inside. I said y'all was the hype crew. Y'all not the hype crew. Y'all lie. That's the thing. We're like, okay, well, how can this new thing spring up on the inside? There's some old stuff that I need to get healed from. There's some scars that I keep picking at over and over. Y'all know how scars work. You just keep picking, and what? It doesn't heal like it's supposed to. Some healing's got to take place on the inside so that there can be a what? Springing up. I got to get rid of some blockage. He hurt you. Guess what? That was 15 years ago. Let it go. He moved on, and so should you. I know, I understand what it felt like, but you don't understand where the springing up should be taking place. It's not taking place, and that's holding you out from the purpose that God has set for your life, and you're trying to figure out, well, why am I living in misery day after day, feeling, needing somebody to always motivate me and pick me up and put me in a place where I should be, and there's blockage because God said, I will pull up a spring, a well, on the inside. I gotta unblock some stuff. And he says, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? God's doing some stuff, but have you perceived it yet? Have you noticed that there's something that he's trying to do if you would let go of what has taken place in the past? He says, I'm making a way in the wilderness. I'm making a path, a direction in a place where there is no path. Because the thing is we look for where there's already a path laid, right? God is saying, no, as you walk, the path will be created. As you walk, the path will go that I will create a path in the wilderness, a way, and streams where there is no water. Y'all understand where you dried up right now, God is trying to burst open. Come on now. You're like, it's dry over here. Just let God get inside of your life and let him do the work that he's supposed to, and you will see water in the wasteland. You'll see water in the places where it's dried up. You know, my life ain't got too much going on to it. You know, it's a little dry right now. You got to understand, dry seasons have to come in order for the water to come. You're trying to figure out, why am I home by myself on Friday nights? I told the people on Instagram it was going to be lit. but ain't nothing lit. It's about as dry as it can get. You must understand that God wants to do something in the dry places of your life. See, there's preparation that happens in these moments that when you're sitting there and the Lord can speak to you and start telling you about you, because the reason you haven't gone any further is that you don't understand who you are. So in order to get to the purpose, you got to understand you. And stop trying to understand everybody else on Instagram. He says, I'm making a way. I'm making a way. And so you really don't have to get stuck in the place where the past things are determining the future. You must truthfully embrace even the hurting moments in your life. Because, see, without a story, you can't make an impact. You ever think about trying to make change and lead people, but having no story to tell? Like, what did God do for your life? Nothing, pretty much. I was good. Grew up well. I have all the money I want. Nobody in my family is dead. Nobody. We all are still living. Whose life do you think you're going to impact with that story? Everybody can be like, oh, great. Thank you. I appreciate you. You make me feel a lot better with my life. There's a story that's got to take place in order for you to have an impact in your future. And we were trying to figure out, why does that girl I had a childhood where I didn't feel loved, but why do all these other girls start coming to me because they don't feel loved? God's using you from your story. Stop being ashamed of what you went through and understand that he got you through for a purpose. I got through it for a reason. Let me stop hiding from it. Let me stop pushing it on a back burner. You don't need to know this part about me. No, I need to know it so that I can get through where I need to get to. Your story is just a possibility. It could be part of my deliverance and healing, but you're keeping it back thinking that you're doing something and God wants to use you to bring somebody else out. You got a story so that you can make an impact. No story, what? No impact. So, we find ourselves in this place where Moses he's educated and he's understanding leadership. He's been taught, but it's something that he's been taught in Pharaoh's home. And many a times we equate Egypt to the world and coming out of the world And so what we can't do is get too high on our horse because we got a little bit of education or as we say sometimes, edumacation, you know what I mean? Like, you know, getting, we can't go above ourselves because what we must understand is that it has purpose attached to it. And anything that has purpose attached to it also has what? People attached to it. Purpose is not for you. Purpose is for others. And so he has this education and leadership that's received, but he doesn't really understand why. And so he goes out and he finds that there is an Egyptian and a Hebrew that are fighting. And he goes and he tries to solve the problem himself. And he makes the mistake of killing the Egyptian and burying him. Bible says the next day he sees two Hebrews fighting and he approaches the one who is at fault and says, why are you doing this? You guys are brothers. And back comes on him what he did and says, I know you ain't talking that you done killed somebody and messed up. I know you ain't talking. And the Bible says he ran and went to a foreign land, because when the Pharaoh heard about it, he was after his life. I want to plant this one seed. I know that the job loves you. I know the people love you. I know that they gave you a raise. I understand that you are employee of the month, but they don't love you like God loves you. And if you keep putting all your quarters in that one place, putting all of your confidence in what the world can do for you, I promise the first moment you mess up, they'll snatch it away just as quick as you can know. We got to depend on who? God. So, he's at this place, and the next point I want to say is that your mistakes don't define you. Some of you, all you know is what you've been called by. What this is what I used to do. This is who I used to be. This is all that I see myself as. And God is saying, I see you so much greater. Your mistakes do not define who you are. And don't let anybody else, like the Hebrews there, who knows your mistakes, define who you are. Yeah, I remember what you did. I remember too, but he forgave me. So leave me alone. Because you got your own junk too. And don't let the mistakes define. Don't try to let people, you know, brother, all right, so you liked a couple young ladies. Don't worry about it, bruh. You know, you liked a couple people. You understand what I'm saying? Now they talking about, well, how did he get with her? Don't worry about it. He forgave me. She liked me. It's quiet. Did I hit something to say? Oh, y'all should have gave me the pastoral notes before I came up. I'm not going to be able to come back. Watch. You stop trying to define me by what happened or what I did, and you think you know who I am because God already has a call and purpose on my life. So no matter what you know, the call and purpose is still there. Still standing. You're like, you know how many kids he got? So what? He still called me. I'm just saying. The call is what? The call. And God has called for us. In Hebrews 8, chapter 12, he says, for I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins, what? No more. That's enough for me. You can remember all you want, but as long as God has forgiven them, I'm good. Stay stuck. Stay in the past. Stay where you're at. I got to really understand that I won't allow the things that have happened in my life to define who I am and what God has called for me to do because I have purpose, and I must fulfill the purpose that God has set over my life. There is no way that I am leaving out of this earth and not being on point with the purpose that stands in my life. I will not go back to God and say, hey, how did you do? I don't know what I was doing, God. I was just aimlessly. I need for him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Because we forget that there will be a day where we're going to stand before him and there's some kind of account. Y'all know about evaluation, 6-month employee evaluations. You're going to stand before somebody, but how about standing before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Man, I want that evaluation. You say, you trusted me, check. You fulfilled the plan, check. You was on point, check. I just need you to check it off, God. They didn't believe in you, but you did it. Check. Yeah. I'd be sitting back in the line, the Lord has given me mine. I told you so. Mad it took this long, but I told you I was going to make it. We don't let it define us. We don't let people define us, y'all. Your purpose is in God. Your purpose is not in what you have, what you wear, how you look. Your purpose is in Christ Jesus. Know who you are. There is what? No better you. Oh, yeah, I should have told you. That was the topic. If you want to put that at the top of your notes. Forgot to put that back there. There's no better you. You're trying to look for a better you, create a better you, dress up a better you, work out a better you. There's no better you than you right now. You don't have it enough to get yourself together. So you got to trust God to do what he needs to do in your life so you can fulfill what he's called for you to fulfill. You're working about looking a certain way, dressing a certain way, and still living in misery. Yeah, you cute, but you cute and depressed. Talking about selfie, we sick of it. Please stop taking them, all right? We done seen 16 pictures of you from up top. Bring that camera down and talk about the real you and deal with the person on the inside. I don't follow none of y'all, so I'm not talking about nobody around here. I don't follow you. I don't know who you are, so this is all on the side. But, I mean, we got to start thinking about the person on the inside instead of being so concerned about the person on the outside. Because that person on the outside, the Bible says, is just wasting away. What are you going to do with your soul? All right. The clock is going down. I need to move. You see me down here, I'm looking at possibly a scripture, but I'm also been looking at this platform, making a decision in the second service if I'm going to step down. And I believe God's purpose for me is to be up here. Ooh, I don't have them tall legs like Pastor. I might not make that transition well. And once you fall, the rest of the message is done. So I'm going to stay where God has me to be. Going to walk in my purpose up here where I've got a lot of space. Amen? Amen. Oh, man. How many of you love church? Like you just believe church should be enjoyed. Yeah. Shouldn't be walking out of church like, oh, my God, it was so bad. Oh, jeez. It was so long. It's 75 minutes. All right, let's get to the next point. So here's a place where God is. Moses is left. He's fleeing, moves to a foreign land. He gets in this foreign land. He gets married. He has a child. Moses is back in a place of where he is just doing him in a comfortable setting. And the Lord, while Moses is tending to sheep, he now is saying, Moses, I'm calling you. And the Lord starts calling him from a bush that is burning. Some of us, the Lord has been trying to get our attention, and we have not noticed the bush that is burning. He's been calling you, but you're too busy here. And too busy everywhere else but where God needs for you to be, and that's in him, in his word. Here's the thing about being a follower of Jesus Christ. The Bible is important for you to read. You're like, for real? Yes, for real. So you can actually walk this walk and know what he's expecting of you. As you begin to walk this walk and understand what he wants of you, you can hear moments that are burning bush moments. And we don't want God to be burning bushes in our front lawn in order to get our attention because we are desensitized. Like, Lord, you didn't have to burn up my car. I would have heard you. I really would have. That was so unnecessary. But the Lord is trying to get your attention, and he's trying to get your attention because your attention is too focused in every other place. Being consumed with every other person, trying to be every other thing that you're not. Talking about, I want to sing. You heard your voice? Mm-mm. That's not where he placed you. Just because you sing with Beyonce don't mean that you can sing on the worship team. You're like, we sound good in the car. Turn that volume down and see what happens. You got to stay what? In your purpose. The worship team was awesome. I'm not saying that anybody up here. I'm just saying you got to know where God has placed you. Because what happens is you try to fulfill my calling by looking at me and you don't fulfill what God's called you to do. And you're trying to figure out why you're not good at it. You weren't meant to do it. be who God has called for you, what? To be. So Moses is in this place, the burning bush is talking to him. I'm not sure if it was the grass burning or what it was, but it got his attention. And he connected and he understands, and God starts speaking to him about, you know how I rescued you in your life in the beginning where you could have died? Now I'm calling you to be a rescuer. And so God is calling you to do things that he's rescued you out of. Like where God has pulled you from, where God has rescued you from the mistakes that you don't want to tell anybody about, but for some reason, people that are having those same issues are coming to you about it, and you're trying to figure out, why do they keep coming to me? God is using what you've been rescued from to rescue somebody else. You're like, nope, I'm not going to tell nobody about that. I'm trying to tell you, your future ministry lies in it. You're trying to get up here on the stage. You weren't called to be on the stage. You were called to rescue the people that were broken like you, that didn't have self-worth, that didn't know who they are, and were trying to figure out how to do life. And you're worrying about trying to be up here under these hot lights that got me sweating, and God didn't call for you to be out there ministering to his people. Put you in the wrong place. Trying to do the wrong thing at the wrong time because you don't know what who you are. There's no better you. Stop trying to be somebody else. Stop trying to replicate. I know your pastors. Don't try to be them. You weren't called to raise Destiny Harvest. So be you and be a part of their team. But be who God's called you to be. Yeah, if you like that shirt, if you like them parapet, you know, put it on. Stop being so scared to be you, because the thing is, you don't know who you are, so you keep replicating somebody else. You could be happy if you just knew who you were. I'm just saying. I'm going to talk about it, girl. I'm going to talk about it. What's up, man? How you doing? I'm telling you. Try and be somebody else, trying to look like somebody else, trying to dress like. I can't wear what Pastor Chandler wears. It's against the code in Baltimore. That's no slide. That was not. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Y'all don't do that. I love you, man. I love you. You are my friend. Y'all like, oh, Pastor Chandler back there? No, when he sees this, this one won't go up, I can promise you. This state won't go up. You know, I got to be swag on stage and all. You know, he got that good walk. You know, I got to be dipping because the people in our church, you know, they looking for, is you good? Like, I'm like, I'm good. You good? Like, you good, bruh? Been looking at me with that extra small shirt on, all swole up. I ain't scared of you. You got to be who God's called you to be. Reach who God's called for you to reach. Stop trying to imitate and be something else that you're not. All right, so here's point three. Your purpose is waiting on you. You're sitting there talking about, I'm just waiting for God to tell me what I'm going to do. No, God is waiting on you. He's waiting on you to tell you where he's got. The Bible says the plans were made before you even got here, baby. You trying to, I'm going to figure it out. And once we do that, we're going to go over there and make sure that happens. And then once we get the kids, we'll move into the ministry and do what God's called. You don't got no control over that. This ain't your plan. It's God's plan. The Bible says when you came to him, you started presenting yourself as a living what? Sacrifice. Stop squirming on the altar and be a living sacrifice. Whatever you say, I'm good. Wherever you go, I'm there. However you say do it, I'll do it. Because you don't understand what he's setting you up for. You're trying to be so ahead of God and you can't. yeah, I know if I get that like that and I situate that, then we're going to start giving out tithes. You better start giving your tithes right now with that widow's mite income that you got, so God can bless you abundantly more than you could ask or think. You know, we're going to wait till we get here, then we're going to start tithing off of that. You better tithe off that $10. Give that money to the Lord. Lick that envelope and say, God, you better do what you know how to do. Bless this tenfold, hundredfold, thousandfold, any more folds you can give. I need you to duplicate this thing. But I'm willing to trust you because I know that I'm in your purpose and your plan. Ephesians 2 and 10 says, for we are God's what? Masterpiece. Stop trying to be a copycat. Stop trying to be a fake one. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the things God has planned for us to do long ago. And I say this to us because it's so important that we understand God has plans for your life. You got this, but you got to get it with him. You got this. Like, you can handle what's in front of you. I know you've been scared and you've been thinking about it. I'm not sure if that's where God had, I'm not sure if that's what I can do. Step out on there because your life kind of boring already. So you might as well get some adventure in it now and try God's plan because that'll excite you. It puts you in places and on platforms that you never saw yourself. And you'd be saying to God, how did I get here? You'd be saying, it was my plan all along. If you could just what? Trust me. Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that God causes everything. Somebody say everything. Everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. How many of you are called according to the purpose of God? Yeah. So everything, no matter what it looks like, no matter what happened, no matter how it is, it's going to work together for the good. It's going to work together for the good. Today, as we close, there's a story that I think about as I was growing up and trying to really figure out life. I thought I was going to be a good musician, you know. Oh, we can do soft music. You good, man. You go. Just bring that thing on in. It's going to make my story sound real good. Go ahead. You handle that thing, man. I thought I was growing up, and I thought I was going to be a musician. A lot of my friends are professionals, guys you see on TV. They're conducting those bands. They're handling life like that. You see that? Yeah, that makes the story sound good. You, all day, man. Love you. And I thought, you know, well, I'm just going to follow what I feel is right. You know, I feel like everybody else, you know, this is me. I play. So I'm going to go in this direction. And can I tell you, you got to stop following everybody else around you and get your own direction. Stop trying to figure out what everybody else is doing. And what God was saying to me is there, yeah, I'm going to use what you're doing, but I'm going to use it to build something greater. And so I was sitting somewhere, and I just felt this burst of energy in me that says, God wants to do something in Baltimore City. And I was like, well, not with me, maybe with some other people. And I talked to our pastor, which was my mom at the time, and I said, I think God wants to use me to do something. She said, you think you're supposed to pass? And I was like, I don't want to speak on God's behalf like that. You know, I think we're supposed to do something. And I found myself at a place where we were launching a church in Baltimore. And I remember being upstairs in my office and saying, you know what? I'm not sure if this is going to be it. I think I'm going to slip out the back door because I'm unsure if this is what God has called for me to do. And I never forget walking down into our auditorium and seeing the place so packed out that we couldn't hold the people. And God was saying, that's what I was trying to do all along. I had a purpose and a plan, but you couldn't see it because you were too busy following everybody else's purpose and plan. You got to follow what God has called for you. Take those moments where it's lonely and where time is away and start to figure out, God, who am I that you would call me for such purpose? a time as this. Can we celebrate God for the word on this morning? I just want to pray with you. You mind praying? Just bow your heads and close your eyes. Pray together. Father, we thank you for this moment. We thank you because you have set purpose and a plan in our life. And there is nobody like you in all of the earth. I pray that today that we don't allow our past to define where we're going, our mistakes to hinder the plan that you have for our life, and that we can walk into your purpose for us. Father, we need you. We need your direction to do all that we're supposed to do and be all of who you've called us to be.
Thanks again for tuning into this week's message. If you want to learn more about our church, check us out at destinyharvest.tv. Meet our leadership team, find a way to connect with our church, and partner with us through giving. You can also connect with us on social media by visiting our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. Tune in next week for another message from our pastor, Stephen Chandler.